Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Going through a divorce can have so many challenges. It is emotionally stressful and it can take a big toll on your finances, something that we've talked about many times on this program before. There is a new book to look at some of the things that you can do to prepare yourself financially for some of the hurdles that you're going to have to leap over along the way. Kelly LaValle is a CPA, certified divorce financial analyst, and she has written a book called Untying the Knot, Protecting Your Emotional and Financial Health During Divorce. She joins us today from Vancouver. Hello.
Hello.
A certified divorce financial analyst? Did you just make that up or is that a thing?
Of course it's a thing.
Oh my gosh. How does one earn the thing? How do you get one of those?
Everyone wants one.
Totally. What does it mean to be a certified divorce financial analyst?
I mean, part of it is some additional technical learning. It is a technical process. And I mean, I think one of the things it tells you if you're considering engaging someone to help you out with the divorce is it's a sign that someone's chosen to specialize in this fabulous area.
You have credentials, but you also have lived experience. So you have been through a divorce of your own marriage. You were a child of parents who divorced. How would you say that affected you and your outlook on this topic? And I'm especially interested in the answer because I too am a child of parents who were divorced in the late 70s.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we had a front row seat to our parents' divorce. And back then, there wasn't a ton of support. And I think maybe as a result of that, things often didn't go all that well, particularly in my situation financially. There's a lot of conflict between my parents. And I think it's part of the reason that people are very motivated to do it differently now. And I want to be part of that. Like, let's change this up. Let's make this a little bit better.
How was your experience when you walked this path yourself?
You know, I was young. And so, I mean, it was a lot simpler than it might've been considering we didn't have much or make much or have kids. But I'll also share with you that in my second marriage, in which I do have kids and I'm a stepmom and we were, you know, further along financially, my husband and I separated for a year and went through the financial negotiation. So I have way too much experience.
Well, I don't think way too much. I can imagine it's deeply comforting to clients who come to you and know viscerally that you get their experience because you've walked it twice in different ways, but walked it twice. I want to get into the book and in particular, talk about something you call divorce limbo. What does that mean? And how does that affect, what are the financial dynamics of that? Because I'm sure there's all sorts of emotional dynamics that go with divorce limbo. What are the financial dynamics?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a phrase that I've coined for that time between when you separate and when you have your final settlement done. And so this is such an uncertain time. And I think if you haven't been through it, you might imagine divorce as a line. You step over it, right? You're married now you're divorced, but it's actually a life stage. And for a lot of people, it's a long time. And the unraveling of every area of your life, and my particular interest being the finances, it takes time. And there are some particular risks associated with the fact that you're still entangled and meshed with one another financially, but your interests are no longer aligned through marriage. So this can create some particular challenges that I think, you know, often even us professionals who are in the business of divorce, we really want to help our clients get to the end. And people who are in it really want to get to the end. So you often have your eye on, let's sort out our final settlement. But the first step is to make sure that you're as safe and secure as possible for this period while you're sorting things out.
Financial homework is key. What does that entail? And in particular, I want to know what that entails in which there is a significant income disparity or perceived or actual power disparity.
For sure. I mean, you would think that gathering the financial information would be the easy part, but actually it's really tough. I think one of the reasons is it's what you do first. Everyone is very raw. But, you know, finances is one of those areas where we often divide and conquer in marriage, right? Like, it's one of the good things about me and being married, you can focus on your strengths. So often you're going in to a divorcing situation where one person has way more information and experience and comfort dealing with the finances. So the first step is, in particular, if you are the person that wasn't as focused on the family finances, is to gain an understanding. This sounds simple, but to gain an understanding of what you own and owe and what you make and spend. You know, of course, us accountants would like you to do that even when you're married, but but it's vital early days just to get an understanding of what's our current lay of the land financially.
There is a negotiating phase, increasingly or more complicated when kids are involved, because there's a whole bunch of stuff on that front. But let's try and keep it to the financial lane. What advice do you have for parties on this phase? And I would ask this question of a lawyer, but because anytime they extend the phase, it's costing a lot more money. You go to court, it's costing you a gazillion dollars more than if you can settle it amiably without all of those interventions. But from a financial perspective, what would you say about the negotiating process?
I think first you hit the nail on the head, which is to understand that it is a negotiation. I mean, that can be uncomfortable. I think initially you might hope that it didn't have to feel like a business deal because you're still connected to this person, or you might be on the other end of the spectrum thinking it's going to be a fight. But so I think the first step is just to hopefully embrace the idea that it is a negotiation. And so, like any negotiation, you know, you have to hopefully get your head around the idea that you will not get everything that you want, and your counterparty, that sounds a little cold because we're talking about someone you're married to, but they're not going to get everything that they want either. So, you know, I hopefully can just get in the mindset of some give and take and being flexible. Again, when you're going through this personal trauma, you're not feeling very flexible because there's so much change going on in your life. And when you're going through this negotiation, every decision you're making is capturing more change. You're going to be giving up some of your asset base and deciding what to do.
And certainly the context for the discussion can be, it was your decision, it was my decision, or we came to this decision together. But how you arrive to the point where you're in a office negotiating this can include the circumstances at which you find yourself there.
Absolutely. I think if you could do one thing, it would be to shift your perspective from looking back at the marriage and playing out whatever dynamic was happening, especially at the end, because that's often not that great, to looking forward. This negotiation is about what your life is going to look like after. And that will kind of help you hopefully think a little bit more clearly, because what we're trying to do in the negotiation is be as pragmatic as possible, because you're going to end up having a quicker, cheaper, and better outcome.
The finish line. At some point, there will be a finish line. It is in all likelihood a marathon, but whether it's a marathon that's 26.2 miles or 187.3 thousand miles, there is some ways that the soon-to-be former couples can influence that. How do you set realistic expectations on timing and realistic expectation on what the air quotes finish line actually looks like?
Timing. And anyone who's gone through it will probably be feeling this viscerally. It takes way, way longer than you would hope. And so what I do encourage people to do is, instead of looking at the finish line, like holding your breath until you get there, look at the next step or two and make sure that you're not extremely uncomfortable while you're, you know, working towards that finish line. The other thing that I prepare my clients for is, especially when you're in it, you imagine, when I get to the finish line, I'm going to be so thrilled that this is over. But in my experience, when you get there, most people the last thing they feel is thrilled. And it isn't necessarily because they've struck a bad deal at all. It's just that, you know, when, well, of course, when you got married, this was not the end that you imagined or hoped for. And divorcing, okay, it sucks, but it's got some energy to it. And it was perhaps the energy that was sustaining you through this really terrible time. And when you reach your final settlement, that energy is gone. So just like any, when any big project is over and we feel kind of deflated, this is sort of like the mother of all projects, and it leaves you feeling deflated.
It's a really, that's a really insightful observation there. I do want to give you one last word, and that is, what is hopeful about embarking on the process that you outline in the book here? What difference can it make for readers in coming to a conclusion in which they do the best they can from an emotional and financial perspective in terms of health?
When you're in it, it's hard to see that there's anything good.
Yeah. Right? So, you've walked this path many, many times as an observer. You've walked it personally, but as an observer, and I want to finish with a note of hope.
I will tell you what I've observed and been totally inspired by through, you know, despite the hardship of my practice, is I see people come into their own and gain the confidence that they can do it. I know they can do it right from the beginning, but when you start out and you're feeling overwhelmed and scared, and mainly what you're feeling is loss, you're not feeling your most confident. And so, the hope that I want to give to people is you will move through that. You'll gain, you'll just essentially take the power back that potentially you handed some over to your mate during your marriage and certainly felt sapped of during your divorce.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Kelly LaValle is a CPA, certified divorce financial analyst, and the author of Untying the Knot, Protecting Your Emotional and Financial Health During Divorce.